mother, mm-hmm. stay in Tulsa. Mm-hmm. And then, I got two daughters in Tulsa. And then my baby girl, she's in Edmond in mm-hmm. college.
Okay.
And then my son lives in Houston.
Oh, awesome. Okay. I went to UCO for a couple years.
Yes, she's in. Yeah. That's where she's at. She's at UCO.
Yes. They just yep. love you. Yeah. all right. So, okay, you were talking about how the school was like the gathering space back yeah, in the yeah. day mm-hmm. where all the activities happened. Where is that now?
The school
was... well, I'm sorry, like gathering. Where do people gather now?
Right here.
Just right here.
Right
Are there
here,
any
right.
outdoor...
Well, before all the COVID stuff set in, you know, when we had a homecomings every 2 years, everything basically was right here.
Uh-huh.
You know, they had a banquet and stuff in Tulsa and that. But then on Saturday's supposed to be the free day. Mm-hmm. Everybody comes back, but basically everything just happens right here at the community center.
Okay.
But as you can see, I mean, it's not enough room to...
Yes.
You know, it's not enough. I'm not knocking it, but, mm-hmm. you know, since school, the way it, you know, the shape is in, burnt up and
yeah.
everything. But, you know, it's just not really nothing to come back to. Mm. You know, but besides the talk about old times, you know, there's really no events you can have, you yeah. know, until we get the gym. Like I say, if we can get things started, get something fixed. Mm-hmm. To where you can actually have events, to where you can actually have events to have the people to come back to something.
Right.
You know? Like I said, if we had the gym restored, you mm-hmm. know, you could do a whole lot of
right,
stuff.
Right, something
you know?
To look forward to.
Yeah, have something yeah. forward to look. But like I say, when people come to the homecoming, like I say, it's just more or less to just coming back because it's Tallahassee.
Mm-hmm. How many people usually show up to something like the homecoming? Do you all usually see a lot of people coming back?
Well, like I said, when the school when the school was actually active and going on, mm-hmm. I mean, that weekend, I mean, it'd be people. I mean, it'd be packed.
Okay.
I mean, it'd be packed. But you know, as mm-hmm. time went on, you know, people done died off and everything. But you know, you still have enough people here mm-hmm. to still pack it, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't necessarily have to be from here to come back to have a good time.
Right.
But back then, you know, it was a lot of people from here, mm-hmm. and people came back, you know.
Who would organize that?
They have a homecoming committee.
They do a committee mm-hmm. that
yeah,
does
they
that?
They have a homecoming
okay.
committee.
Awesome. So what would it mean to you to have an improved gathering space back again in Tallahassee?
It would mean a whole lot to me. I mean, it would be awesome, you know. Mm-hmm. That'd be something I could share with my grandkids,
yeah.
you know, with my kids, because my kids came up. Okay. My kids all, you know, when they came up, school was closed,
mm-hmm.
you know, so they all had to diverse and go to school and court and stuff. But you know, for something like that, that'd be something good for, you know, for me to share with my grandkids and let them know my history. You
yes.
know, hey, this is where I grew up at. You know, this is what you know, this is where your papa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
it would be good history to share with my
to have that here. That would be good. And I just have one more question. I know they're ready to get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
What is the most important change you would like to see with gathering spaces, like with the field house? What is the most important change you would like to see happening?
The gym. And building a place to like the a community other than here
mm-hmm.
have another community center
yeah.
with adequate space, a kitchen where you could hold events and
yes.
stuff, where you could rent it out, you know, people might want to have a wedding reception or mm-hmm. a wedding thing, something like that, where it would generate money back into the town.
Yeah,
you know,
okay.
But like I said, if you had the gym up and operating, you could hold basketball tournaments.
Right.
You know,
right.
little kids, adult, even adult tournaments or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you had the facility where you had a kitchen and a dining hall, you know, like I say, you could have that for your homecoming.
Yeah.
Where everybody wouldn't have to go to Tulsa.
Mm-hmm.
And that would save you a whole lot of money because you'd have your own facility.
Right.
Here
exactly.
in the town.
Right.
And quit it. And it's not like Muskogee, you don't have enough hotels
right.
to put people up.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And that'll stop people from driving away to Tulsa
mm-hmm.
to do, and you can keep all that money right here.
Yeah.
You can keep all that money
in
right
town,
here.
Which can help fund
yeah.
other projects and
exactly.
other improvements.
Exactly. What you pay to rent out a building up there,
mm-hmm.
you can keep that money right here in the
That's
neighborhood.
Right. Yeah.
Hey, stop it.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah.